One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. Just years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
What are you laughing at? Good night. What are you laughing at?
That Billy was driving us both crazy, and when I hit Sife with the good morning, you're the way you just went, good evening, or whatever, just good afternoon. He had this look of like, guys, we have a great show today. Before we get into this big old Drake, not even Drake, it's J. Cole and Kendrick. Before we get into J. Cole and Kendrick,
We didn't even discuss Drake's feelings on this.
No, well, that's the weird part too, right? Because it all started with Drake, and now I don't even think Kendrick was talking about J. Cole really. That's the funniest part. I think it was really all about Drake.
Well, we'll talk about it.
But we'll get to that. But do you have any shows coming up or anything?
Listen, I want you to listen and listen good. First and foremost, New York City. I'm doing a new show every Tuesday at the Stand Comedy Club. It's called the Coco Cream Comedy. Mm. Okay? 9 o'clock on Tuesdays. I got me and my boy Liam. I'm trying to hook Liam Dalton up with a little bit of some shine. You know what I mean? Some light. Put some light on this white motherfucker.
He doesn't need that much light, every by the way. Tuesday he's bright.
Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m., the Stand Comedy Club. Now, also, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas for Moon Tower Comedy Fest, the 17th through the 20th. But on the 19th, my actual birthday, rest in peace, Guru, on my actual birthday is I'm having a comedy show / party.
Wait, what day is your birthday?
The Creek in the Cave, the 19th.
The Creek in the Cave? Where's that?
Creek in the Cave. It's in Austin, Texas. It's on, I want to say 6th, no, maybe 7th Street. Whatever. It's right in that area.
Nexus Flexus?
I'm sorry?
From Long Beach to Texas?
No. In Texas.
Okay.
No, what are you saying?
I was singing the Shiznit. Don't worry about it.
Oh, the Shiznit. Okay, so wait, real quick. On that show, if you love comedy, I got Caitlin Palufo, Andy Haynes, Jay Jordan, Lisa Traeger, Leslie Liao, Josh Adam Myers. Hell of a lineup.
You literally.
That's a very good lineup.
Let me speak on behalf of everyone listening. You just listed it sounds like you were shouting out the producers at the end of an episode of This American Life. I mean, those were just names. You just said names.
I'm telling you, trust in me. I'm putting on a good show for my birthday.
Okay.
Now, also, L.A., Los Angeles, California. May 6th. I've been debating whether to do this or not. I decided to really put it down. May 6th, Cypher Sounds and his very funny friends, the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival in L.A. Any L.A. 1UP fans, I need y'all to pull up to the Laugh Factory, 7:30. I got some very big special guests coming through. But even if they don't come through, Cypher Sounds is doing his thing. May 6th, it's a Monday in Los Angeles. You don't have no life in L.A. Every day's a Saturday in L.A.
Come through,
7:30, the Laugh Factory. Thank you so much.
All right, let's have a little conversation, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit of J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
What happened? Something happened?
Oh, yeah.
So now what's everybody saying J. Cole did some gay shit? What's going on here?
No, by the way, that is, it's funny. Back in the day, that would have been the terminology that they would use.
Someone said in our Discord that they were going to call J. Cole gay on Hot 97.
Yo, first and foremost, I just want to say this real quick before we get into it. Diddy is, I know what Diddy's doing. Diddy's going the Trump route.
Go ahead.
Like, I don't care how much you talk shit about me. I don't care how much you try to go at me. You ain't going to get me. I'm just going to ignore all this. He's riding his bike around Miami. He's going out. He's starting posting again. He got pictures of his little daughter. He's like, he's just going to ignore it, which is the way to go.
I mean, it probably is, right? I think you can't hide. You got to just.
Yo, Trump is killing it with the, like, I don't know. You ain't. I'm not going to jail. You're not arresting me. I'm not showing you my tax records. I'm not giving you these pay, like, just whatever. Like, and nothing happens to him. All these indictments, mugshots, court, nothing happens.
Right. If you're rich enough, you might as well just test it and see. What other option do you have? Probably nothing will happen. But again, remember, the Cassie thing already happened. He paid out. She's not pursuing anything criminal. So now it's just a matter of whether she gets called in on the other stuff. Like the other stuff, we don't know if they have a case for the other stuff. And he already paid for Cassie. Now, for me, me personally, I can only speak for me.
Who?
Me.
Okay, you.
I was so affected by the Cassie suit and what I read, it would be hard for me to ever let go of it. But that's me. The others.
But that's fine.
And that's fine. But in terms of the criminal stuff, they may never have that. There may never be a criminal. This may all go away. They played a super heavy-handed play with the way they showed up at his house.
Who did Diddy piss off? Somebody major. And they were like, oh, yeah? Here we go.
You mean they? But, and then they saw the suit and they said, now we have enough. Let me get this in the right people's hands. See? Did you see this Cassie suit? You should show up at his house. We need to break in.
Yeah. But
He's probably pissed off a lot of people. And a lot. Yo, Diddy's gotten into a lot of altercations with people when you think about it. Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Did Diddy fist fight Drake and J. Cole?
I know J. Cole. I don't remember Drake.
Did he even fight Drake?
I don't remember. Should we go to our correspondent, Billy June?
Nah, they did. Why Drake got punched in the face by Diddy? Why did Drake get punched in the face by Diddy? 50 Cent explains why Drake got punched.
Oh, good. Let's get 50's take on it.
Yeah, well, hold on. Someone.
Puff can't hear a hit. That's
you can't
crazy.
Hear this, can you?
No.
I'll present. It's a Breakfast Club clip. Here we go. Has to be reliable.
Them ain't lie.
He still hear things from back then, that time.
Oh, got you now. Right. Okay. Got you.
He can't buy the right. You play for him right now, and it's hot. He can't buy it. This is why he's fighting Drake. When you hit Drake. Because he used the beat that he didn't actually use.
0 to 100.
Right, you see what I'm saying? So if he, like, he heard it, and then he hear Drake use it, but it wasn't a hit yet until Drake put the thing, the lines on it. And he's upset about that because he can't hear it, but he felt like he took something from him.
I did not put hands on Drake.
Oh.
And I do not want any problems with Drake.
Yeah, what happened to the beat, the 0 to 100? They said that was your record at first. Was there any truth to that? Even there was a clip of you at a club.
Yeah. There was a, 0 to 100 was initially, you know, was my record. And then, you know, somehow that became, you know, just a misunderstanding. He was working with the same.
So take that for what you will. Okay. Now, let's move on to Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick. So we obviously mentioned last week that Kendrick came out, took his shots. As all of you know, as anyone with a pulse knows at this point, of course, J. Cole now came back last Thursday night.
There was a comedian. I was so mad. This comedian had a joke. He's like, he goes, I'm 40 years old, and I never felt old till just right now because Kendrick dropped a diss record, and I have no idea what he's talking about. He's like, I had to watch some white guy on YouTube break down the Kendrick verse.
Yeah, by the way, that's very normal for people now. And by the way, there's a million white people you can watch online break it down. Here's the Drake. Here's the Kendrick. I mean the Drake. I mean the J. Cole.
Hold on. Start over. Billy June said no edits.
Here we go. All right, guys. First of all, can you edit out the entire part when Syph was talking about Jay? Can you please take all of that out? Thanks. All right, now.
No, don't take it out. No edits.
Here we go. Here's the Here's J. Cole, Thursday night. He drops this.
Yeah. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Yeah, turn the vocal up.
J. Cole was like, Kendrick can diss me on a old school tinny sounding West Coast beat. I got you.
Watch this.
Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right.
See, right there, I just want to say, right there, when he dissed to Pimp a Butterfly, I knew J. Cole was reaching. Not that you, not that anybody doesn't have the right to not like, not that you don't have the right to not like to Pimp a Butterfly, but of all people, Syfe, I just have trouble believing J. Cole felt that way about to Pimp a Butterfly.
But people did feel that way.
Correct. So I think what he was doing.
That was talk that was going around.
So don't you. But
my first listen, my first couple of listens of to Pimp a Butterfly was like, Then I grew to love the album.
Don't you think, though, that Cole probably feels the way you do and thinks it's pretty dope?
100%.
And he was listening to what other people said. He was basing it on. He said that because he knew the internet felt that way.
But he said it because Kendrick also felt a certain way about it because of the way people were talking about it.
Right, so he knows it's a sensitive spot.
Yeah, it's a sensitive spot. Even though, mind you, go back, it's To Pimp a Butterfly is incredible.
It's incredible. We'll get to that in a second.
Here incredible. But fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it.
So, first of all, he said the last shit was tragic. I love the last shit, too. I love Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
He's saying
what everyone says.
Not everyone.
No, but like the J. Cole is repeating what the barbershop of the internet would say. It's like the.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew Syfe. I'm like, he doesn't believe this shit. He's trying to just say shit. He's just saying shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you. Yes, it's the hood barbershops that be like, I don't know about that Kendrick shit. But you are not a hood barbershop guy. You have dreads.
Correct.
So you don't even go to the barbershop. You
you ride your bike around Manhattan coming up with brilliant rhymes and thinking
you
about
are
issues.
A brilliant wordsmith. You know damn well that album was fire. You know it. We don't believe you in your diss. You're dissing him in a way where you hear other people diss, non-creatives diss Kendrick. I know you love that album.
And here's a side note.
As a creative.
Here's a side note before we even.
Love a side chick.
No, side note.
Sorry, go on.
Before we even get into the, there's so many points to make here. Before we even get to what happens with Cole, I just want to say loud and clear, and I don't give a fuck. There are two kinds of hip hop fans. Those who fuck with To Pimp a Butterfly. And those that don't. And if you don't, you have every right to feel that way. And I have every right to think your taste in hip hop is dog shit. So just be clear. It's not for you.
Wait, that's the line, To Pimp a Butterfly?
Yo, To Pimp a Butterfly. I'm not saying it has to be your favorite. But if you don't hear what's dope about it, like you're just like, he's just trying to be, meh, 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 meh. He's trying to be too lyrical, or why is he trying to be all conscious? You realize that 5 years before.
Go ahead.
4 years before the world started getting on their social justice shit, 4 years before that became the cool trend to try to talk about issues facing the community on your Instagram and your. Kendrick did a whole album in 2016 where the lead single Your man came.
Speaking of God.
Your man came out of the gate and was like, what do I hit people with to warm up? I'm the hottest rapper in the world right now, or maybe the second hottest. I'm right there in the conversation for as hot as it possibly gets. And he decides that in that moment, he wants to come out with fucking Blacker the Berry. That's his.
That wasn't a single.
No, that was his lead. That was the first little.
Oh, before the. Oh, that was like the pre single.
The pre single was this.
No. Fire. This is my favorite song.
This is the, you remember they came by and played it for me, and I did a little video because they played me the album early? This is when I used to matter, guys. If this doesn't hit you, I don't. And sometimes I get off watching you die in vain. It's such a shame. They may call me crazy. They may say I suffer from schizophrenia or something, but oh, you made me. You blank, don't crack my liver. I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. Been feeling this way since I was 16. Came to my senses. You never liked this anyway. Fuck your friendship. I meant it. I'm sorry. There is no world in which J. Cole didn't think Blacker the Berry was awesome, Syf. There's just, it's impossible. There's no world.
What is it about To Pimp a Butterfly that people didn't like? The first thing, King Kunta is not my favorite song.
I love King Kunta.
It's not my favorite song. There's way better.
But it's
songs
black
on
black
the
man
album.
Taking no losses. Oh yeah, you don't like King Kunta?
No.
Syf, I got a bone
it.
To pick.
I like it. I don't love it.
Okay.
Huh?
I got a bone to pick.
So is there anybody that you think there's anybody that you think there's a lot of people who don't like To Pimp a Butterfly but love Damn, right?
Yes. Which is weird to me. I don't think Damn's that much easier and more palatable than To Pimp a Butterfly, but whatever.
Damn is a perfect album.
Yeah, I mean, Damn is shorter, and it's a little easier, but it's not like it's a poppy. It's not like it's like...
No, nothing about Kendrick is poppy.
I mean, in retrospect, listen, man.
There was a weird thing with To Pimp a Butterfly where they were like, he's trying to channel Parliament meets Andre 3000.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was like, which is like, I don't know, when Dre had a bunch of Parliament shit on the Chronic and nobody said anything. You know what I mean? Like,
what would be wrong with doing that?
I don't know.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
I listen.
I know if I had to pick a Kendrick album to listen to, I would go with Damn.
Really?
Even more than the first one, which is not even listen, the first one. Go, oh, Jake. Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe he meant
J. Cole's math was off.
And he meant Section 80?
Your first one was a classic. He's talking about Section 80.
No, that's your the second one. Section 80 is the second one.
I thought Section 80 was first.
No, Overly Dedicated was first. Section 80.
Section 80 has to be before Good Kid, Mad City.
No, it is. No, it's before. It is. No, it's before that.
Oh, you're saying there's one before Section 80.
Overly Dedicated.
So Young Good Kid, Mad City's third?
Yes.
So what he said? Okay, so do the math now. Your first one was... Classic.
Second one.
Right?
So he thinks that Section 80 was
Section
tragic.
Section 80 is mm-hmm. is the gas you.
Has to be.
Oh!
Although officially listed on his discography on Wikipedia, Overly Dedicated, which came out September 14th, 2010, is still listed as a mixtape. and his first album is listed as Section 80.
Okay. Okay.
Then Good Kid, To Pimp. Listen, we're getting in the weeds here. The point is none of us believe
this. That's what wind up is weeds. Wind up is weeds.
No, no, but I do want to get to the thing that then happens, right? Do you want to hear more of...
If we don't stretch it out, we'll have no content.
Do you want to hear more of... do you want to hear more from the J. Cole song? Or do you want to move on?
Sure.
Okay.
I hit the song. I didn't hear the whole thing.
All right, let's hear a little bit more of the J. Cole 7-minute drill. Here we go.
Third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. High running, so I got it. Now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard burst like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. I'm Nino with this thing, this that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor.
New beat. Shouts to Conductor Williams. Shit's hard.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't act niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga, lights out. Yeah, my dog, stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket.
I think at this point, Syph, it's just him saying slick shit. I don't think this is like continuing to really go at Kendrick specifically. I think we hit the meat
I mean,
of it.
Yeah, it's a dope underground beat. It's got some good bars. It's not my particular style.
And then, Syph, as you know.
This is good for real late. You'll play this on real late.
Right.
Sounds like a real late banger. Late with Peter Rosenberg.
But then, of course, a couple days later, here comes Sunday. Here comes the Dreamville Festival. And J. Cole, I would like to find J. Cole's actual apology, but of course, all it is people responding to the apology.
There's 1,000 YouTube response videos.
Except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And, like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way. But the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, I'm so proud of that project.
So that's just one.
Except for one part.
That's one version of the Drake J. Cole apology. That's the meat of it, right? That's the bulk. It didn't sit right with him.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't sit right with him. Losing sleep over it.
And he obviously.
And people are going nuts about this.
So Syph and I haven't spoken about this at all.
People are saying his career ending.
So tell me your feelings, because we haven't spoken at all. So how do you view that?
As as a individual who is hates beef. I hate beef. I hate, especially in hip hop, I hate black men going at each other's necks. I also don't like Kendrick's diss. I don't think diss records are even suitable anymore. Even shouldn't be even a thing because of this, the people that we've lost because of it. And I think as a grown up, you do something for the look, for the light, for the moment. And he realized he shouldn't have done it and apologized for it. And I think that takes a big man to apologize, especially in the hip-hop game. And I thought people would be like, oh, man, okay, unity, black people coming together, hip-hop artists realizing they shouldn't be going at each other. Instead, why don't we make some good music and come together as a people? And people are losing their minds.
Well, here's our good friend Rory and Maul. We love Rory and Maul.
This is the one I saw. I saw this and was like, what the fuck is happening?
All right, here's Maul on Rory and Maul.
Cole committed career suicide. I don't give a fuck what he's saying on the fall off. And I'm a J. Cole fan. Fucking rap, nigga. I'm deleting all that later. I'm deleting all your shit out my iTunes. I want all your posters off my wall. Nigga, I'm not fucking with J. Cole no more.
Imagine going to Maul's crib and seeing a J. Cole poster.
I'm throwing all them fucking Pumas I got. I'm throwing all them shits away. Fuck your Pumas, nigga. I'm wearing Dreamville Pumas. Me. That's how much I fuck with Cole. You had some panties on last night, man. You had some boy shorts on under them fucking sweatpants. I'm sorry, bro. I'm from a different era in this shit. What you did last night, every nigga that's that nigga in the culture that you're in, trust and believe they looking at you a different way today. You can never come back from this. He got to cut his dreads. He got to go back to waves. Back. This nigga got to do so much rebranding after last night.
He got to go back to college. He has to do another 4 years.
Fuck letting Nas down. You let every nigga that's ever supported your career down last night. That's a fact. All you niggas is out of a job. Because there's no way y'all should have let that nigga go on stage last... Nah, fuck that. I'm here. There's no way y'all should have let this nigga J. Cole go on that stage last night and do what he... Alhamdulillah, my nigga. You was never supposed to let J. Cole hit that stage. You should have pulled every fucking cord that was backstage. Yeah. Unplug all that shit.
Stop unplugging shit. I don't know what you're unplugging.
Unplug every fucking thing, man.
Love Rory Maul. Maul, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like... It's almost what? Like the louder that people make a thing about it, to me, the more obvious it should become that our whole viewpoint is fucking ass backwards. The rules that you're applying to him of what he should have done, like some sort of street code. Yo, J. Cole is literally known as the college guy. He's a thoughtful poet who makes
street code. It's even like, How is he thinking that this is career ending and he let everyone down? Nas and Jay-Z are friends. Like, did they let us down? Yeah. I don't understand what he's saying. Like,
wait, didn't Jay-Z absolutely regret Super Ugly? I'm pretty sure Jay-Z regretted.
That's because it was a horrible response.
Well, a horrible. Fine, maybe so. And by the way, everything is so subjective because everyone considers Nas the standard bearer because of Ether, and I think Ether sucks. So I don't understand.
Ether as a song sucks. Ether as a diss is the biggest one of all.
And how did that play out?
I don't even think I've ever met Rory and Maul.
You never met Rory and Maul?
I don't think so. Maybe Rory.
You had to have met
anyway,
Rory.
Anyway, my brother, you are in need of therapy. I don't know what trauma you're dealing with. And I'm speaking to all of y'all, not just you, Maul. I'm speaking to all of y'all. I don't know what trauma you're dealing with. How about this? You probably don't even know what trauma you're dealing with. But if you think what J. Cole did was the worst move ever in his career ending and has to rebrand because he apologized for saying something he regrets, to be a man to stand up and apologize, you need to go sit down and talk to a Jewish lady somewhere in Manhattan.
Yeah, she'll have
for an hour a week.
A Berg or a Steen or an MAN of, you know, Friedman.
Bro, I have a great therapist that I've sent a lot of people to. I've sent people that you know to her that needed to talk some shit out.
All right, but let me
hip-hop wise, you're like,
let me respond though. Here's what they're gonna say. Because I agree with everything you're saying. I think I'm proud of J. Cole. I hit up E, by the way, his manager, and I said, please extend to Cole that I know the noise is gonna be loud because our society does not appreciate when a man stands up and says, I got this wrong. I'm sorry. But I want you to know I appreciate that. That is the right thing. It didn't sit well with him. He apologized. The response is going to be, and this is what I got into an argument with on the show the other day. You can no longer be in the conversation as that dude, basically. If you got into some sort of, you wanted drama. You said you wanted it. You jumped in. And then you were like, nah, on second thought, I don't feel right about this. I'm out. People are saying that disqualifies you from being in the conversation about the best. And I don't understand.
No, how? What do you mean? How?
What? When did these?
How? What are you talking about?
When did these rules get written? And why is hip hop the only genre where part of you being considered number one is your ability to prove that you're a man in the old way? Yeah, I don't back down. I don't take new information and change my mind. I don't listen to my heart and the feelings that I have. Nah, I fight through that shit so other dudes could think I'm tough. What kind of fucking jail rules bullshit is this? This guy's an artist.
Nonsense, bro. Nonsense. Nonsense.
This guy's not out of the conversation. J. Cole went up in my mind.
But I'm also saying the same thing to Kendrick, though. Like, Kendrick's diss verse was, I guess, better artistically. If you want to go rap for rap, bar for bar, song for song, Kendrick's is better as listening as a hip-hop fan. But do I want J. Cole not to be able to walk around L.A. because he dissed Kendrick and vice versa? You know what I mean? Like,
well, and by the way,
everywhere we go, we got to watch our back.
People, here's another thing. People will act like because we're in a different era and because of the kind of artist they are, that it could never have street repercussions. There are a lot of dumb motherfuckers out there, guys. People who don't even know. Would it ever become street with Kendrick? No, of course not. Are there people out there who think they know Kendrick, who would like to make an impression on Kendrick? Is there anyone out there who could take it that way?
Wait, why are you saying can never go street with Kendrick?
I don't think because Kendrick is a quality human being who's not going to get into a... I know he loves J. Cole. I don't think he actually has anything but love for J. Cole. He's not going to want to try to take this to some other place. I truly don't think in my heart he would. But is there anyone out there who could?
I see what you're saying. He doesn't want to, but in whatever some kind of crazy scenario that comes up, it could go there.
Well, it could go that way.
You got people around him that could go. I'm saying he's affiliated.
Fair enough.
Right?
I mean, he was at some point.
It could go there.
Well, everybody's affiliated.
The way I hear, no, I'm not affiliated. You're not affiliated.
True.
Do I have a couple of goons with me sometimes when need be to make sure to keep the drama away? Yes. Do I have goons I could call in the most randomest times where some shit going down? Yes. I'm not affiliated. You know what I'm saying? That shit is way with Kendrick. From what I listen to, for all his songs, that shit is deep. That shit is family rooted. That shit is, it's different, bro, when you're in that culture like that. That street gang shit, especially in LA, the way we're the birthplace of hip hop, that's the birthplace of that shit. They take that shit very seriously. Now, when I say that, people go and then take beef into their own hands in the name of Kendrick, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe J. Cole's at a Laker game and some of Kendrick's affiliated people are there and for his sake, they say something, which Kendrick wouldn't even want them to, but it could, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm getting way deeper into
the whole
other thing.
By the way, that's just one piece of it. Like, there's so many different, you know, there's so many different ways this could go.
Why are so people so upset? Why are all the responses? I guess people only put up negative responses because people don't really put up positive shit that much. But, like, he apologized because it doesn't sit well in his heart. That's fucking extremely hard to say and to admit.
And I got news for you.
He did a
him doing that, him getting on stage and publicly saying, I said something about someone I care about. It doesn't sit well with me. And for that, I got it wrong. I'm goofy. And it's not me. There is nothing he could put in a battle rap that would be as important as him saying that out loud. Nothing. There is nothing.
Can you?
Go ahead.
Can you send a message to his manager saying ditto from Cypher Sounds?
I will say that right.
Like
now.
I don't know J. Cole like that. And I think what he did was fucking admirable and amazing and a grown up fucking person who deals with his feelings and emotions and the fucking after effects of it in his own soul. And Maul being so upset about it, like,
I mean, I'm sure he
don't get it.
In terms of wrestling terms, I have to imagine Maul is working some. Like, he has to be being performative. But knowing how popular their podcast is, like, no one gives a fuck about me and Syfe. Just to be clear, I don't have any working. I have no professional. At this moment, I do not really have a professional relationship with any of the artists involved. I'm not doing business with Kendrick, Cole, or Drake. Respect and love for all of them. Varying degrees of relationships with all of them. But they put no bread in my pocket ever at all. So I'm surprised that Maul, whose podcast is actually so out there, would go as far as he did. Because the truth is, I've been there. I have made bold declarations about artists before. Cole ain't ever forgiven what Maul just did right there. That is going to be a tough one to ever. That was a high level.
He's saying J. Cole could never come back. Like, I don't...
Can't come back. He was tough, wearing panties.
There's an emotional maturity, and it's not just Maul. Maul's just the one that...
No, he's the popular one Maul saying is it.
He's a podcaster. He's a performer. So his rang more vivid because he was so animated about it. But I've seen a lot of these response videos where people are like talking shit about J. Cole. And I'm sorry to say this. Your emotional maturity is very low. Very low. Your emotional maturity and...
Prepare for the comments to this to be, fuck all that. This is hip-hop, Syfe. This is hip-hop.
And how many people have we lost in hip-hop because of these things?
But by the way, I don't even... I don't think that would even be the thing that crosses my mind. Can I go to a different place? I know everyone's like saying it's like built into hip hop and that's great and it's part of the culture. No one finds it interesting that the only genre where you have to like tear each other down is the genre that's predominantly black and the whole world gets entertained when people tear each other down. Like Garth Brooks and Tim McGraw never went to war. Like that didn't happen. Yeah. Like Tammy Wynette and Dolly Parton didn't go to war. Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen. Maybe it doesn't have to be this way. And I get it. Rosenberg, shut the fuck up. You're white. You're a guest. No one cares. All right. Well, I've been loving and propagating this culture now for 35 years. Maybe we don't have to do it exactly this way. Maybe J. Cole took a step forward for the culture, not back. And listen, you all know, I love Cole. I am the Kendrick guy. The Kendrick guy. I still think this was the right thing for Cole to do. If it didn't sit right, it was the right thing to do. And it obviously didn't sit right. It didn't feel organic from the beginning.
And it's perfect timing because he did it at his own festival. And now
Did the song come off yet? I gotta look and see if it came off. He said he was taking it down. By the way, it's also perfect because the album was called Might Delete Later.
But Maul, I'll tell you this, man.
It's still there, actually.
And you, I don't know if you watch One App or care about One App. I don't care. I don't think I met you. If I have, no disrespect. But I think you took this shit way too far. And here's another thing. I'm not going to hate you for it. And if I ever see you, it's all good. It's all good. But it's just that level of anger at a black man apologizing to another black man when all we talk about is unity and coming together as a people. Bro, it's an election year. All we're going to see is dirty, disgusting racism and police brutality and talking shit about other. Like, it's going to get so ugly in the next couple of months. And that guy stood up. He stood on business.
He stood on emotion. By the way, the album's great besides that. All anyone's talking about is this. No one's even talking about his record.
I already told you that. I already told you that with the Future album. No, I heard no reviews, no Future Metro Boomin, nothing. All I heard was Kendrick diss Drake and J. Cole. Boom, fine. Now J. Cole put out an album. I've heard nothing about any other songs.
Yo, by the way, thank you, Syfe, for running. Y'all suck. Everybody only wants to talk about the bullshit. You're so right. That Metro Boomin' Future album is maybe my favorite project I've heard from Future in a very long time.
I can hear how much Metro Boomin loves hip hop from that album.
And yet all you want to talk about is, by the way, Syfe, that song is cool. The Kendrick song is not even among the best on the album. It's all anyone wants to talk about. Honestly, it's just a replay of an old classic with them talking shit.
The fact that he had Prodigy all through the album talking shit. Two guys from Atlanta got Prodigy all in the interludes shit.
And then inside, so
it's fire.
And so let's stick with that theme.
Yes. Flea Falls, boy. Fuck with me.
Y'all didn't want to talk about this though. Only the beef.
I promise, niggas. I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga.
This shit,
ain't no
right.
Nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear to God. Bitch. I'm on my shit again. I don't be sitting around thinking what I could have been. I'ma do it now. I told mama I'ma do it proud. I do what I want. You niggas do what you allow. My dog blew the loud into a cloud. These verses heinous, so of course they train us throwing towels. Cold world, I got too much style. Designer or not, I just pulled your bitch with no lineup and cracks. Where I'm from, fiends line up for racks. Young niggas line up for glacks. Talk slick, one shot, all shit. Forensics outlining your socks. Poor decision, mortician.
Flipped, I'm Ready, my favorite record off that album. Put Cam on it. This joint,
listen, baby,
with Boz and Central C.
I've got news. I've got bad news for you.
And we ball like TNT. Watch these hoes all pick a side. Bitches flock like TMZ. Every time we come outside, call the Uber SUV. How many gon' fit inside? Yeah. Hide your bitch, hide your wife. Yeah.
Shit's hard, bro.
Bag your bitch in my slide. Yeah.
Hide your bitch, hide
pray
your
the
wife.
Dogs never die. Yeah. 42, come alive. Yeah. Hide your bitch, hide your wife.
I'm alert to the cap, I can't hear these niggas rap without an EpiPen. You'll never see me in Giuseppe. I find them tacky, look what I'm stepping in. Some shit I designed with Italians, calling them any.
So, but Syfe, they don't want to talk about that. There's no interest in talking about the music. This is all they wanted. Cole went with that, and he made a mistake.
I don't know how to say this. I don't care if Juan Epp doesn't blow up to the level we wish, where we could fucking private jet around town and fucking, I mean, I would love it to, but I like talking about hip hop. I like talking about beats, rhymes, verses, flows, samples. It's like these hip hop podcasts, they're not even talking about hip hop. They're talking about, it's like boxing shit. Like, it's like just talking about beef and fucking who fucked whose girl. Future and Drake don't like each other no more because of a girl, and Metro Boomin dissed Drake because he didn't do a verse or what. Who, what the fuck?
I know.
How about the music? I know. What about the music?
It's crazy.
This is out of control.
Well, because listen, shout out to there are definitely podcasts that talk a lot about music, but the little ones that fill up your timeline, the clips of that everyone has, you know, like literally there's not a podcast on earth that doesn't have clips everywhere that you see. All they post is the shit about bullshit. That's all that's ever out there.
I get it. It's what feeds the algorithm and gets your numbers up. And I don't know. Maybe hey, listen, I'm just Sife, not a numbers up guy.
Sife, I stay losing, bro. I do an afternoon show and a morning show where we have always been up against a place that will sensationalize and do anything. Both of them. I was up against that with FAN. They put Craig Carton on. Craig Carton being a criminal, he was the sensationalism. Like, literally. I mean, Sife, I'm up against criminals everywhere I go. There's no line of anything that people will say and do whatever. They'll say anything.
Yeah.
Yo, Sife, do you realize that? Well, let's go to Patreon. Let's go to Patreon.
Now?
Yeah, we love y'all. Patreon.com/OneUpHisLife.